certainly glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen, brother.
Certainly glad to be among the people of God this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that the Lord has still provided for us a place to come together and worship Him and come together and be thankful for the Christmas season we just had and looking forward to the new year that's coming this next week. You know, for some people, this will be the last message they hear this year. Amen. Amen. I always think of how important it is to take heed to listen to the first message and the last message of each year, because it seems like it sets the pace for what goes on. But
praise the Lord.
I begin to think about them songs. You know, I'm glad that my sister sung. She sung that one song. She did, because I'm glad that sometimes, even though I don't feel the Lord walking with me and talking with me, Brother Robbie, I know He's there.
Amen.
I know He walks with me. I know He talks with me. Sometimes the hustle and bustle of life seems to get in the way, and it seems to get a little hard to filter everything out so we can hear the Lord. I'm reminded of Elijah when he was in the cave, fearing for his life, fleeing from Jezebel. Got found himself in a cave over there, had himself a little pity party. And began to wonder by all the prophets, amen, that she killed, how he was the only one left. Amen, and there was all kinds of earthquakes and all kinds of fire and all kinds of other things going on. Elijah couldn't hear from the Lord until everything got quiet, amen. Sometimes we have to get where it'll get quiet.
Amen.
So many times the world just seems so noisy anymore. Between all the different notifications on your phone and all the different commercials on TV, it's hard to find a place to escape. Amen.
That's true.
Jesus told the disciples one time, He said, come over with me to this island over here and tarry a little while with me. Amen. The crowd was so gathered around Him so much, it was hard for Him to find a place. The Bible said, foxes have holes and birds have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay His head. Only time He could get any peace was out there in the middle of a storm on the ocean, amen, on the Sea of Galilee.
Amen, brother.
Thank God, amen, for God today for walking with us and taking time out of His day. Amen, for us, amen. I feel guilty because I don't take enough time out of my day, amen, to fellowship with Him. But He always seems to have time for me, amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen. And that second song, amen, I begin to sing about, you know, what was that you said, Lord? Amen. See, sometimes God has to do a few things to get our attention. Amen. You think about old Jonah down there. God sent him out on a mission. Sent him out on a mission field to Nineveh. Amen. He wanted that place to repent and come to the knowledge of their sin. Amen. And turn back to the Lord. But Jonah didn't want to have anything to do with that. Amen. He decided he'd go a 180 and go a totally different direction. And the next thing you know, everything Jonah does from there just goes down. Down,
amen.
Down, amen.
Yes, sir.
He goes down to Tarshish. Yes, he goes down to the boat docks. And before you know it, he's going down into the belly of the whale.
Yeah.
And he didn't go back up until he repented and called upon the name of the Lord and said, Lord, I'll go.
Yeah.
And do what you have me to do.
Praise the Lord.
I'm glad that God loves us enough to give us mercy.
Yeah.
And loves us enough to give us grace. Amen. Because He knows. Amen. That we're just flesh and bone. Amen. God made us fearfully and wonderfully, and He knows that we're just dust. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Praise
the Lord. I'm glad for that mercy. I'm glad for that grace. If you got your Bibles, we'll get right on to the message. Turn with me to John chapter 15. Amen. In your Bibles this morning. Amen. In John chapter 15, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away.
Amen. Listen, Jesus.
And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it.
Yeah.
That it may bring forth more fruit.
Yeah.
Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Yeah.
Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me.
Amen.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
Yes.
For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire. And they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen.
Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. We'll stop our reading right there this
morning. Amen.
Jesus had just told the disciples, amen, he had just told them about being the vine and how he's the true vine.
Amen.
Amen. How we are just the branches. Amen. The branches bear up the vine, and the vine produces fruit. Amen. And if we don't have branches, amen, that are pleasing to God, if we don't have branches that support the vine and that are in the vine and abiding in the vine, then they're just purged off. They're cut off. Amen. So that the vine can continue to bring forth more fruit.
Amen.
He told them there that every branch that bringeth forth not fruit, he taketh away.
Amen.
And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. But notice this next part.
Amen.
Now you are clean. He's talking about being purged here.
Amen.
You're purged through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Yeah.
So he begins to tell them, I have purged you. You're accepted because you're bearing fruit.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what I believe that means, sir. But if we go down this next verse, in verse 4, you'll find out the word that really has latched on to me this week. I believe it'll be something to help us, Lord, the next year that we're coming into. It says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine.
Amen.
No more can ye, except ye abide in me.
Amen.
Amen. The one word, the word that really popped out in my mind there is that word except. Amen.
Yeah.
If I have a thought of going over all kinds of different ways
this
to title this message, but the one that just sticks out and probably will stick out with you the best is if I just say the word except.
Amen.
Except it abide in the vine, it cannot bear fruit.
Amen,
it cannot. It's impossible that the branch can bear fruit of itself. It has to abide in the vine.
Amen.
Except you cannot abide in the vine. No more can you bear fruit except you abide in me. Amen. God, Jesus here is telling us some exceptions, amen, that has to go on for us to serve the Lord and the kingdom. And a lot of times, you know, people get saved, and nowadays Christianity, it seems like the message is, amen, you just get saved and then you just have a nice fancy life and you can celebrate and all this other stuff and there's no sorrow, there's no problems, there's no trouble. Amen, but it's not that way, amen. Sometimes we still have to go through hardships. You see the disciples, many of them, most all of them were martyred except for John the Revelator.
Amen.
Right. All of them went through hardships. All of them went through hard lives. Amen.
Right.
And we find that Paul says it. Talks about being all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen, brother. Amen,
you might not get made fun of to your face that you're a Christian, but let me tell you something, the devil is definitely going to persecute you.
Yeah, bad, that's right.
The devil is definitely going to be on your case.
That's right. Listen, Jesus.
And Jesus is telling here, there's some certain conditions that have to be met.
Listen, Lord.
Amen, for you to be able to bear fruit. And we're going to get into some more of these different examples of the word except. Amen. But he tells them here there's some conditions that have to be met for you to be able to do a certain thing in the kingdom here.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's not that you'll be punished if you don't. It just means that you'll be unfruitful if you don't.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
A lot of times the lost people out there think that the Bible's full of rules and regulations, and in the Old Testament it seems to be that it is.
Come on, brother.
Amen. But God sets those things in order just for our protection, because that is the end result if we do not obey the law of God. If we do not obey the things He has set up, there are consequences.
Amen. Right.
If we do not obey the speed limit out here, we can get ourselves in a wreck.
Yeah.
And if we get pulled over, it's the cop doing his job, the police officer doing his job, so he prevents you and somebody he might love out here on this road from getting killed. There has to be discipline in place, amen, for a society to work. And we've seen it go out the door here lately.
Yeah, it's true, brothers.
And that's why the society is crumbling.
Yeah, it's true.
Because there has to be some things that have to be enforced. Amen, for the well-being of the society. And I ain't talking about the vaccine either. I'm just going to get off that. Amen. But that, I'm talking about laws and regulations that protect the society as a whole.
Right.
And Jesus here says, there's some things that have to be put in place before you can bear fruit.
Yeah.
He says, the one thing is, he says, you have to abide in the vine.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You can't abide, you can't bear fruit of yourself, you're just an old branch. Yeah. Amen. Except the vine abide in you, and you abide in the vine, you can't bear fruit. Now, we see fruit trees all the time. They don't have vines and everything, but there's fruit coming off them. What's he talking about? The vine is talking about the vineyard. He's talking about grapes. He's talking about the vine and the vineyard because they were familiar with this. They all grew, they all had wine presses, they all grew vineyards. Amen. And this was a thing that they were familiar with. I'm sure there's a lot more to it that I haven't done any deep study on. But he's talking about a vine that grows up a branch for support.
Yeah.
They work together, hand in hand. Yeah. They work together.
Come on.
He says, you have to abide in me. It's a relationship. It's a coexisting relationship.
Come on, brother.
You must abide in me and I in you.
Yeah.
If Christ is not abiding in you, then you have no fruit.
Right. Amen, brother.
Many people think they're abiding in God, in Christ, in Jesus, and Jesus is nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. That's why we see in the end, when the Bible talks about the last days, people appeared before God and said, well, Lord, haven't I done these great things?
Yeah.
Haven't we prophesied in thy name? Haven't we cast out spirits and demons?
Yeah.
And God will say, depart from me, I never knew
you. Amen. Amen.
I never abode in your house.
Amen.
You never invited me in.
That's right.
Jesus said it's got to coexist. You've got to be in me and I in you. That's why the Bible says draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. There's a correlation there that takes place. But he says, if you abide in me and I in you, the branch itself cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
Yeah.
You can't have it except this other thing takes place.
Amen.
No more can no more can ye do these things and bear fruit for the Father except ye abide in me. And he says later on in verse 8, my Father is glorified that ye bear much fruit.
Yeah. Amen.
So God is glorified when we bear fruit for him.
Amen.
And we see the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, gentleness, temperance, truth, all this other stuff that the Bible talks about. The fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit germinates the vine. And the vine begins to produce the fruit. They all work together. The Father's the husbandman.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit germinates, just like it conceived Jesus in the womb. It germinates and gives life to that seed and to that vine, and that fruit is produced. We have the Trinity right there.
Yeah.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And we're just the vessel.
Yeah.
Amen. And how wonderful it is to be considered part of that equation.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen. He could do all this without us. Mm-hmm. Hey man, how many believes he can do everything without us? I mean, he don't need me.
Be bad. That's right.
But we need him.
Yes, sir.
Something awful.
Praise the Lord.
And if we want to expect anything in our lives to go right and expect success and fruitfulness in our life, then we have to abide in the vine.
Be bad.
Let me show you another word, another sentence that the Bible talks about here. Moving right along, Luke. Just came out of the book of Luke in Sunday school. Luke chapter 13, verse 5. Jesus begins to tell the disciples here about how some people think that other people are sinners above themselves, and they're greater sinners than I am. And he says them twice. He says in verse 3, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish.
Listen, Lord.
And then he begins to say in verse 5 the same thing, because he gives another example of somebody else that they must have been more sinful than them. I'm reminded of when Paul put his hand in the fire and the viper came out, and all the barbarians begin to think, well, he must be some great murderer or thief.
Yeah.
No, Jesus tells him in 5, I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish.
Man.
Romans tells us, I believe chapter 6, 23, that the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
And all have come short in sin and fallen short of the glory of God. You all shall perish except you repent. There's a way of escape there, Brother Robbie. I'm glad he made a way of escape.
Amen.
Then he begins to tell of a parable about a man having a fig tree. And what this had to do with repentance, I was reading this today. Listen to this. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and he sought fruit thereon and found none. And then he said unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this tree and find none. Cut it down. Why covereth it the ground?
Man.
And he, man, the servant, answering, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Remember we talked about, if you're not bearing fruit, you're cut down and cast away.
Amen.
Well, he's talking about repentance here. And he uses the example of a barren tree as an example for repentance.
Amen.
Basically, the servant says, let me dung it about, let me nourish it, and if it repents and begins to bear fruit, amen, then it'll be okay. All will be well. But if not, then you can cut it down.
Amen.
There's going to be a time, amen,
yeah,
when this world has had so many chances to repent. And God is going to come out and He's going to say, why cumbereth it the ground anymore?
Yeah.
Cut it down.
Right.
That's why it pays, and it's important to be ready when Jesus comes.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be some, amen, that's going to be left behind, some that's going to have their last chance, and God will say, cut it down.
Yeah.
It's not bearing fruit. And he said, over 2,000 years since Jesus died to fertilize it.
Yeah.
If it had bearen fruit, it would have done so by now.
Right.
But he says, except ye repent, you'll perish as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at another except. So far, except ye abide in the vine, you can't bear fruit. Except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. These are important things to take into the coming year 2022.
Amen.
John chapter 3, we're about to get there this morning. John chapter 3, verse 3, talking to Nicodemus here.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
I'll leave the expoundry parts for Brother Donald this morning.
That's in Jesus.
I'm just going to touch on a thing or two here.
By the Lord.
But he says, in
the Lord.
Let's just read from the top here in verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and asked unto him. He said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother. That's right.
Amen.
Read on down, verse 5. Nicodemus asked, how in the world can a man be born again? Does he enter his mother's womb a second time? Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit.
Amen.
He cannot. There's that word cannot again.
Amen.
It's an impossibility.
Amen.
He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. First, he cannot see the kingdom of God, and then he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
All these other religions out here that say, well, there's many ways to God. And, amen. And this God is the same as our God. And that God is the same as our God. And all these other religions, amen, that have all these different beliefs. The Bible says, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Except you're born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Romans says that if we have not the Spirit, we are none of His.
Yeah.
We have this movement in the church world today talking about, well, if you get the Holy Ghost real good and you ask for the Holy Ghost and you can speak in tongues. I ain't got nothing against tongues. The Bible has some different rules and regulations about tongues.
Right.
Some people just completely disregard those
mm-hmm.
to their own detriment, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the Bible plainly says if you have not the Spirit, you're none of His.
Yeah.
The Spirit is what regenerates. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes and takes up residence in your heart right then and there. You don't have to wait 3 months down the line. You don't have to wait a year and then pray for the Holy Ghost to come. Amen. He has regenerated you right then.
Right, right.
Being born again means being conceived anew. It's a new creature. The Holy Spirit, once again, germinates that seed and you become a new creature.
Yes, sir.
Without the Spirit of God, you can't become a new creature.
Amen. Except a man be born again.
Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit.
Yeah.
The Spirit's the important part.
Amen.
Let's look at another exception real quick. A couple more and then I'll be done. Matthew Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. This is very interesting. I preached, I don't know, a couple of months, month or two ago at Dad's, and I was preaching on the Ten Commandments of the law and how Christ has come fulfilled that and how there's so much more. The law was actually a type of what was to come. But since Christ did not come, they had to have it another way, which is why they had to have the temple. The temple is a picture of the heavenly temple. And so the law here, Christ begins to expound to them, the law is so much more than thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not commit adultery and thou shalt not steal. Notice he says here in verse 5 of Matthew chapter, or verse 20 of Matthew chapter 5, he says, "For I say unto you that they accept your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." In no case. Impossible. What does he mean? Well, the righteousness had a surface religion. They read the law to the letter, and that was what was on the surface. But Jesus came and said there's so much more depth to that law. He begins to expound to them. He says, "You've heard it said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. And who shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause, angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment." You've heard it said that you shall not commit adultery, but I say unto you, whosoever shall lust in a woman, look upon a woman with lust in his heart, has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Amen. Your righteousness has to exceed that of the law, of the Pharisees. It has to be a deeper relationship with God. And you only get that through Christ.
Amen.
Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. Yes, ye shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. I think it's very interesting that all these exceptions that Christ give, on the other side of the exception is always for our benefit.
Amen.
Except you abide in me, you can't bear fruit. So the correlation to that is, the contrary to that is, if you do abide in me, you can bear fruit.
Amen.
If you do, if your righteousness does exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees, you have a deeper relationship with God.
Amen.
Very, very interesting. If you are born again, you can see the kingdom of heaven. If you are born of the water and the Spirit, you can enter the kingdom of heaven. There's an easy remedy for all these things. You have to include what Jesus says if you do not include it. There's many cases in the Bible that you could easily insert the word except and it would read the same way. Hebrews 6, Hebrews 11, 6 says, let me find it real quick. I'm confusing it with a different verse.
That's in Jesus.
Hebrews 11, 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him." So you can easily say, except you have faith, you cannot please God.
Right.
Romans over there, chapter, I can't remember exactly where it is, but it says, it's a chapter, Romans chapter 8, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Man.
So except you be in the Spirit, you cannot please God. Many ways to kind of read this and get the word accept out of it and realize that all I have to do is what the exception is. I have to do the opposite of what that exception is.
Amen, brother. Amen.
One more place. Acts chapter 27. This will bring us back full circle to where we was. Remember we said, except you abide in the vine, you can bear no fruit. We can't do anything. That's very key. He says later on, without me, you can do nothing.
That's right, brother.
I can't breathe without Him. Why? Because Jesus created everything. He created these lungs. He created the baby, amen, that we conceived and is in my wife's womb right now. I couldn't have done that by myself. I don't have the capacity to bring forth life out of nothing. But God can. Acts chapter 27.
Good preaching, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Verse 31. A little backstory here. I think we may have heard this not too long ago. But this is the chapter where Paul is sailing. He's with the ships of the soldiers, the centurions. He's with a ship full of prisoners. And they're sailing over. And they come in to a bad storm called Euroclodon. Amen. And they have this big old shipwreck. And an angel appears to Paul by night and says, everything is going to be all right. The lives of the people and the crew will be spared.
Yeah.
You're going to be all right. And they were sore afraid by this time because it was the worst storm they've seen, probably. But in verse 31 of Acts 27, we find that, let's go back to verse 30 at first, we find what's happening here. Bible says the shipmen, as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, these are the crew, maybe even the captain, people in charge of the ship, as they were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the ship, because they were told to cast anchors out. Mm-hmm. And they were pretending to do that. But what they were really doing was trying to get escape in the lifeboats. Mm-hmm. As they did that, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Amen. Except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved.
Amen.
Then the soldiers cut off the ropes from the boat and let her fall off.
Amen.
Some things in life we got to just cut off and let them fall.
Amen.
These men were trying to escape out of the ship. And Paul says, except they abide in the ship. That's the condition that has to be met. If even one tries to jump out, the whole crew will be destroyed.
Amen.
They had to put their trust in the living God. Roman soldiers who didn't have anything to do with Christianity, didn't want to hear about the Jews' law, they had to put their trust in a man, amen, who claimed that Jesus Christ was Savior, and he preached it, that he is Messiah that come. They had to put their trust in him.
Amen, brother.
And he had his trust in God.
Well, he's the Lord.
And he said, except they abide in the ship,
amen,
none can be saved. You cannot. There's always, it seems, a cannot that comes with the except.
Yeah. Amen.
I hate to know the fact that there's something I'm not able to do because I'm holding on to something else.
Amen. Come on. Bless him,
God, Jesus. Showed me something last night, and I'll quote it to you. I wrote
Bless
it down so I won't forget it.
Bless him, Jesus.
Yeah, I have a lot of quotes in my Bible I like to keep. I write a bunch of them down, and this was one that the Lord gave me last night. Pay very attention to the close attention. Nothing that God could possibly ask you to do can ever be worse than the weight of not doing.
Amen.
Nothing that God could possibly ever ask you to do can possibly be worse than the weight of not doing.
Bad.
Because you'll get whipped after whipped after whipping.
Yeah.
And it won't be long before you say, Lord, I give up. You have to do it. I give it to you. I submit because of that weight. And he says, except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved.
Yeah.
Jesus said, except you abide in the vine, you cannot bear fruit.
Yeah.
I'd hate to know that there was something I was holding on to that kept me from the goal. That kept me from the prize of the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Sometimes we have to just let her fall off. Just cut it loose and let it go. Lay aside every weight that does so easily beset us and run the race with patience that is set before us. Amen.
Amen.
There are some things worth turning loose
Amen.
So that we can get a better grip on the Lord.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Amen. I want you to think about that in this coming year, 2022.
Good preaching. Good preaching.
There's some things that we probably need to every one of us let go of. Things we've been holding on to, thinking that we can somehow fertilize it and dung about it again, but it's time to cut it down.
Yeah.
It's cumbering your ground. Amen. The good ground that God wants you to grow in. Amen. You've got some dead roots. Amen. They'd be plucked up.
Yeah.
So that you can start growing. All those things are sucking the life out of the tree that you can become and the fruit that you can bear if you just pluck it up.
Good preaching.
I don't know, but if you ever kept plants or a garden, you start getting weeds in there, you got to get them out because all that nutrients that comes into those plants, now the weeds are sucking and stealing it away from the plant. And they begin to do so much that the plant begins to wither and die.
Bad.
Maybe it was nothing more wrong with that fig tree than there was all kinds of other things around it.
Yeah.
Choking the word, choking the seed. Remember Jesus talked about the seed being the word of God and some of the roots and thorns come up and choked it. Amen. For the longest, I thought that meant they wrapped around it, just choked that vine. But what it means is they're sucking all the nutrients in the life out of that plant.
Amen.
They could have sprung up and become something great. in the kingdom of God.
Right.
Man, there's so many nuggets in this message, I don't know what to say.
Good,
amen, but I'm telling you, you need to take heed to the word of God. There's some exceptions that need to be addressed in this coming year in the church as a general, as a whole. Amen, and it only helps if we each examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. It doesn't help me to try to get a beam out of their eye if I've got a mold in mine.
Amen.
We have to take care of ourselves. Look in the mirror and say, self, what are some things I need to turn loose of? What are some exceptions that I need to do that will allow me to finally do something? Instead of cannot, I want to finally can in 2022.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I believe I've cleared my heart best I can. Lord, appreciate your attention this morning. I'm going to ask Brother Dahl if he would come get a song, invitation song. And if there are some things in your life that you just need to cut up, cast aside, that you're relying on just like an old lifeboat, let me tell you something. The old ship of Zion will get you to heaven. The old gospel ship we sung about this morning is the one you should be hanging on to. There's no lifeboat any better than that.
Amen.
Brother Dahl.
Amen.